We gotta work on
it.
Okay, let's
it's
continue.
Okay, so we talked about the one-day-old mountain goat that's showing off his horns. So what does that mean? Dr. Goyen, that the derech of learning, the derech of steiging, is supposed to be you gather material, you gather information, and only after you know everything, like he says in the beginning of Tezvav, page Tezvav, he says, "Who adara who ziva shel Torah? The beauty of Torah is shememale kreisoi betchila that you fill up with all the basic knowledge. Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Tosefta, Mechilta, Safra, Sifri, Chol Abraisis. Now you're ready to learn. Now you're ready to start. You heard that list?
Yeah, I guess nobody's ready to start.
Yeah, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Tosefta, Mechilta, Safra, Sifri, Chol Abraisis. V'achakach, Oisek, B'shimash Tamei Chacham. Then you get into the sugya. You're not ready to get into the sugya yet. To get involved in the sugya. Unbelievable. So he says, now you're ready. So karne re'aim, karnav, the karnayim is the remes for the pilpul of the Torah. I'm attacking you. I'm ready. So when is b'chor shoyroi? Is hadar lai. The shoyer is when he's ready to carry. He's carrying all the information. So when is that hadar lai? That's the beauty. After he's beautified in Torah, then karnei re'im, karnav, then he can go and have karnayim. But what happens? Aval hachamor she'ein alayim et elu l'kantar. But we're back to the guy. Remember, Homan bar Lilis was running around on the top of the mountain, on the top of the wall of Mechuza, because they were people that were neidrik stuck for COVID, right? So after he left Mechuza, Rabba bumped into this shore, meaning to say, after there's another type of guy that can raise major issues. And that's the guy who's learning Kedei LeKanter just to make trouble for his friends. So that guy that's just learning to make trouble. So now he that guy that's learning just to make trouble, so he is like a chamor who's supposed to be carrying the weight, meaning supposed to be carrying the information of Torah. And that chamor, instead of doing that, what does he do? He goes and tries to steal karnayim from his friend. So the Gemara Sanhedrin says, on him, that we said yesterday, that chamor ozel, mi boy karni, od nahavel egziza, meaning he loses his ears. So in other words, he says, "Aval chamor she'ain loymen elu lekanter lepalpel loymen mikoydim heich lepalpel u'me'abed afil haTorah she'aydei shmiya." He loses even the Torah she'aydei shmiya, even the Torah that he learned. "Zeru amar chamor ozlum miboy karno ud nidavel egoziza." Meaning, beautiful, beautiful pshat on the ground. You know, this is like they used to say. So like, what's the best kid in yeshiva? The best kid in yeshiva is the one that can slug up the shir klali. Yeah, he has a good kasha. So they used to say a joke that there was a solid bochur in yeshiva, gets up to Shemaim, and he's ready after 120, and he was always like the top bochur and everything. And Hashem says, "Okay, you ready for your prayer?" Yeah, he says, "Okay, you ready for the prayer and shas?" Shas, shas. Who learned shas? Come on, Nash Mazikin. You know what we learn in yeshiva? Okay, Nash Mazikin. So we'll start with Yavamas. He's like, "What are you?" I said, "Do you know any Yavamas?" "I'm finished with Sechta. That's not Bekias." I mean, come on. So he says, "Okay, so what'd you learn?" So you say the first parak? "Sure, really, yeah. The whole first parak is my thing." So there's Bez and Shamal's like, "Okay, every Tosis in the first, you know." I'm not sure about that either, actually. So he says, "Look, I have a better idea. You guys say a shir and I'll slug it up." Right? So so in other words, someone that becomes a major, you know, he's a London and he thinks he can be mefalpil, but Lamaisi doesn't really have any knowledge. So that's this guy. Why? Because he wants to show off, but really has nothing to show for himself. So it says the goyim, v'zehu omroi, hay orzila bar yoima. And this is why we discussed a mountain goat that has horns, but he's only one day old. He's like a re'im that's supposed to have beautiful horns. But by yoima, period should be yoima rishon shehitzka lomai. The first day he started learning, he's already tzoyik u'mefarches. So this is the problem with this guy. Right? The problem with this guy is that he's already yelling and learning, trying to be a mefalpel before he even knows anything. I forgot, I have to send a message on the Mitzvah chat. Okay. So now he says like this. It said that he saw this Orzila Bar Yoima Davak Har Tabor. It was as tall as Har Tabor. Har Tabor. What I know about Har Tabor is that they make good wine.
Right.
So Har Tabor, why are we giving a mussel of Har Tabor? Says the Goyin. I love this. It's so amazing how he like makes these things and brings out the beauty of Chazal. How Chazal like make up these mishalim? The biggest Har Tabor. So you think, okay, they chose a mountain, biggest Mount Everest. No. Zokter, it's making a reference to a different Chazal. Unbelievable. Shemagda Atzmoy Kahar Tabor. This guy is a Baal Gaiva like Har Tabor. What Shaykhis? The Moshe Amru. Because there's a Chazal that says, Asidim Bate Knesia, so Bate Midrash Shebabel, Sheikbu Be'er Tisol. So we know that Asidim in the future, the Bate Knesias, the Shuls, and the Bate Midrashis of Golos will go to Eretz Yisrael. So it's a concept that you'll pick it up, pick up something, and move it. Shenemar, what's the source? Ki ketavor baharim, it's like the Har Tabor in the mountains. Uki Karmel Biyam Yavoi. Just like Har Tabor moves across, so too these Bate Midrashim will move. So what do you mean Har Tabor moved? What do you mean Har Tabor moved? Pirish Rashi, Lamadnu, and this is a Gemara in Megillah. And it says that the Bate Midrashim will move like Har Tabor. And that Rashi says, Lamadnu Sha'avar Karmel V'Tabor Sayam Losis Aleim HaToyra. Where did you find that Har Tabor moved? When Har Tabor moved into the Midbar, Sinai, to try to get the Torah to be given on it. Okay, so now we're coming full circle. How many of us know the Medrash? Zakta Goyim. The Medrash says that all the tall mountains said, you should give the Torah on me. Right? Give the Torah on me. Whatever. You should give the Torah on me because I'm the tallest mountain of them all. So give the Torah on me because I'm the tallest mountain. And then what did Hashem say? No, I'm not giving Torah on Bali Gaiva. I'm going to end up giving Torah on Har Sinai, which is the lowest of the mountains, right? So, but we never, until now, I never knew, what was the name of those mountains that wanted the Torah to be given on them? Right? Because really, in reality, in that region, there's no real tall mountains. Right? All the mountains are pretty much the same height. Is Har Sinai that much lower than all the mountains in that area? It's not like a major whatever. So Rashi in Megillah is telling us that Chazal is saying that Har Tabor came from across the river, across the ocean, to the desert to be so that the Hashem would give the Torah on it. Okay, so I never knew this. So now you have new Shavuos Torah that when you want to know which mountain was fighting with Sinai, it was Har Tabor, right? So Zakta Goyim, but don't we know that those mountains are Bali Gaiva? The mountains that claim to get the Torah were coming out Gaiva. So they were Bali Gaiva. So says the Goyim, this it's amazing, right? So you made this connection. Shmamina, and we learn from all those that Haiman the Yair Balmumu. We learn from that Chazal that all the other mountains were Bali Mum because they were Bali Gaiva. So if you put together the dots, it turns out Har Tabor is a Baal Gaiva. Because HaTabor came to claim that Har Sinai, that the Torah should be given on it. So it comes out that this Urzila Basioima, this goat, it's a one-day-old goat with horns, this goat really is a Balgaiva, and he's as big as HaTabor, meaning he's as big of a Balgaiva as HaTabor. He wants the Torah to be on him. Why? Because, hey, I'm great, listen to my Svara, but you don't know anything. So the guy doesn't know anything. He's trying to show off his Torah. He's as big as Har Tabor. He's as big of a Balgaiva as Har Tabor. So I think this paragraph in the Gra is not so unbelievable, because you see how he's weaving together so many different Chazal, and in every word of Chazal you think, okay, it's as big as Har Tabor. And I could have chosen, you know, Mount Washington for all you know. Har Tabor is the paramount mountain that demonstrates this issue of gaiva. And you want to use your gaiva to get the Torah and to further yourself in your Torah, where it's not supposed to be. So that's what he says. Now comes a little bit of a complicated piece in the Gra, and he says, Har Tabor kama havi, how big is Har Tabor? Arboin parsi, it's 40 parsois. Okay, now the goin now gets a drop complicated. Okay, he basically says that with the pasuk in Tehillim that Shivim Shana, a person lives 70 years. What was the beginning of the pasuk?
Yemei Shno Senu Vem Shivim Shana.
Im Yesh what?
Yemei Shno Senu
Vem Shivim Shana.
Shivim Shana.
Yemei Shno Senu Shivim Shana. So we live about 70 years. So he says if we live about 70 years, so each decade is symbolized by one day. So the first 10 years is like Yom Rishon. The second 10 years is like Yom Sheni. The third is like Yom Shlishi. And the fourth is already like Yom Revi. So Zok Tegoyim, that means that there's a shift between when he's 30 and 40. In his 30s, it's still like Tuesday. In his 40s, he's already like Wednesday. And the Goyin says Wednesday, Chazal tells, is already connected to the next Shabbos. And Wednesday is when a person already peaks to try to, you know, so there's days where you're preparing, and then you're already in the, you know, in the mode of you know, not just working, now you can actually utilize everything at 40. So he says that's why 40 is Labina. Okay, because that's going to help you now get to the Shivim and appreciate it and all that. So the first 3 years you're working, Gvura, and then the wisdom that comes at 40. And that's the Yom Revi that's the Yom Revi of the cycle. Okay, so we're gonna see tomorrow how does that connect to the rest of the height of Har Tabor. Okay, but basically the idea is, it will elaborate on tomorrow, but Har Tabor says he's 40 parsis tall. That means you travel 10 parsois a day. So that means he's basically saying he's as mushlam as a 40-year-old. In the middle of this kid is in ninth grade thinking he's as mushlam as a 40-year-old. That's the idea. Okay? So we'll see exactly how the guy puts all that together. Okay? Shkoyach. I really like this piece.
Based on this Gemara Hasid and what the connections about Midrash is, I saw over so specific was. Like Man Shalach of the Mice, the Shah, if you grow... If you have like a, if you grow,